Right now from Boston Public is Natalia Barron, and of course we are huge Boston Public fans here. It airs now on Friday nights at 9 on Fox, and I love the show. We've had all the folks who are on the cast on our show, and in fact we even have a sub webpage for Boston Public, which you'll be on after this interview.
Wonderful.
Tell us a little bit. First of all, were you a fan of the show at all before you got cast?
I have to admit, I had never seen the show before I got cast on it.
Wow.
But they sent me a bunch of episodes once I did, and it really is just such a great show. I mean, I'm even more thrilled. it's my first job, and I was excited no matter what to be on a David Kelly show, but certainly once I watched, you know, a bunch of the older episodes, it's just such a great show, and they deal with such amazing, truthful storylines in such an interesting and
This is your first paid job?
This is my first paid job.
Wow! Where are you from?
I'm from Miami,
yeah.
And my mother's Cuban, and I'm playing Carmen Torres, the new physics teacher who's also Cuban. And, you know, she's young and idealistic and headstrong and not afraid of authority and very sassy.
Uh-huh. So she'll be clashing with the principal and vice principal, I'm sure.
Yes, she is.
Wow. So now tell me, how'd you get into acting? Did you go to school for it?
I did. I went to school for it, and I was named after a ballerina, and I did, you know, I danced when I was a kid, and went to musical theater school, and I went to USC for 2.5 years, and I just got an agent 6 months ago, and I auditioned for The Practice, and that's how I ended up getting this. David Kelly liked me, and I was too young for that, and so he rewrote this new part to be a Cuban girl on Boston Public.
Wow. Talk about stroke of good luck, huh?
Yes, I was really fortunate. I dreamed it up, and it happened.
Wow. This is a huge opportunity for you, and tell me a little bit about the fact that you have you know, Cuban blood. What does that mean in terms of representing the Cuban people on TV?
You know, I'm so excited. The part was originally supposed to be, I guess, a new teacher, but just an American girl. And after he met me, he decided that it should be Cuban, and it's really just so exciting to get to play Cuban rather than something else. You know, even though acting is acting, it's nice to get to play what I am. And certainly, like, this girl is very intelligent and young and good at her job, even though she's still figuring out how to be a good teacher. And I think it's really nice that they have so many ethnically diverse characters on this show, but they don't really hit you over the head with it.
Mm.
It just is part of who you are and certainly an important part. So it's really exciting to not play something that we see all the time on TV. I'm very proud of the fact that they're portraying this character as intelligent and young and, you know, just as capable as everybody else.
How did you end up getting an agent with very little experience?
You know, I used to, like, submit myself for auditions, and I was first choice for a movie that, you know, I ended up mishapping with an old manager, didn't get, and so the casting director put me with a new manager, and I tested for the Luis Guzman pilot, and that's when I all of a sudden had to get a lawyer and a William Morris agent, and that's how, and they were my first agency, so I really got very lucky.
Now, when you get cast in a show like this, do you have to then go out and do all this stuff to get the agents, do you have to join the union, do you have to do all this stuff?
I had them just, like, 6 months ago from testing for another Fox show that's on air, and so that's when I had to get a lawyer and an agent, and so I had them originally, which is kind of wonderful because, you know, they supported me before I had such a great concrete job.
Right. Now, is this a long-term contract for the show, or is it a character they're going to run for a little while and see how it flies?
I'm a series regular, so I'm on, you know, this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully, depending on how it goes, a couple more.
So folks should write in and say how wonderful you are.
Oh, that would be nice.
I say, more Carmen, please. More Carmen.
Yes, more Carmen. We like that sassy Latina girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have any love arcs for you in terms of the show, do you know?
Do they have any love interests for
you? No, love arcs.
Love arcs.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, and of course I can't talk about it, but
of course
it's a twist, and it should be fun, I think. hopefully viewers will get into it, because it's certainly a surprise.
I hope it's with Gooba. He needs a woman.
I cannot say, but perhaps.
The guy that plays Gooba, the last woman he had was the one with the missing hand. That was
Psycho. Gosh, and she's such a great actress.
She's incredible,
Kathy
that actress.
Kathy Baker, yeah, she's wonderful.
Because every time I see her, I think of that character and I get frightened. You know, and so, she's a really...
You know, it's so great. I mean, they have such great regulars on the show, you know, that I was so excited to work with, but they really get amazing people on for episodes at a time. And, like, we have Dennis Miller right now for 3 episodes, and we had Milo Ventimiglia from Gilmore Girls. And
now, what is Dennis doing on the show? What is Dennis doing on the show?
Dennis is playing, you know, a kind of... in trouble lawyer who ends up having to either go to jail or do community service. So he opts for community service as the new math teacher, and he's not so thrilled to have to do it, and certainly funny, and, you know, it's a great part.
Well, he has something in common with Jerry Ryan's character, who was a lawyer as well.
Yes, and they definitely have some great scenes together.
This sounds so cool. I, you know, Boston Public won the George Foster Peabody Award in 2003, yeah. And it's an excellent show. And folks out there haven't seen it yet, you really got to catch it. The 4th season begins in a new time period, Friday nights at 9:00 on Fox. And it's interesting. The shows are titled not by the name of the show, but by a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode chapter 67 is the, so that means it's the 67th episode of the show. And it does introduce the new character, Carmen Torres. She is a young, idealistic physics teacher. And you will actually be able to see the lovely Natalia Barone. Is it Baron or Barone?
Baron in English, Barone in Spanish.
Mm. So, Natalia Barone.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
Natalia Barone.
I'm not really a Spanish-speaking kind of guy. In fact, I barely speak English, but... You know, we can all see you Friday night at 9:00 on Fox. And I want to wish you so much luck. Congratulations on such a quick career, and hopefully it'll last a long time for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.